Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in Joshua chapter 14. In verse 1, we find the summary verse of the previous chapter. That's right, it's a little bit out of place because it summarizes what we read in Joshua chapter 13. Don't let that bother you. The chapter divisions are not divinely inspired, but put in the Bible much later. So sometimes there's a little bit of an issue of one being out of place. No big deal. Picking up with chapter 14, we have an explanation given at the beginning of why 9.5 tribes have land west of the Jordan, while 2.5 tribes have land east of it, and why the Levites have nothing. Bummer. But have you ever seen Braveheart? Have you ever paid attention to the speeches in that film? From those speeches, we get lines like this: "All men die. Not all men really live." Or, "Hey, where are you going?" "I'm going to pick a fight." Wallace's speeches are inspiring. They make you want to fight. They make you want to sock it to the English. They make you want to wear plaid skirts, paint yourself blue, and... okay, too far. They make you want to be Scottish, unless you're Welsh, and of course, then you know you're way cooler than Scottish people. But I digress. Maybe it helps if you've been a missionary in Wales for 12 years like I have. But the speeches in that movie are a lot like the speech that Caleb gives here. In fact, Caleb's speech is cooler even than William Wallace's. Let's listen to it in verse 6. "Now the people of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb summoned Jephunneh the Kenizzite and said to him, 'You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God, at Kadesh Barnea about you and me? I was 40 years old when Moses, a servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions. But my fellow Israelites who went up with me and made the hearts of the people melt in fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day, Moses swore to me, 'The land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly.' Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the wilderness. So here I am today, 85 years old, and I'm still as strong today as the day that Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. So give me this hill country that the Lord promised to me that day. You yourself heard that when the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified, but the Lord helping me, I will drive them out, just as he said." Caleb's speech can be boiled down to this message: "Look, I'm 85 years old. I know you're going to give me some land, but I want to live another adventure. I'm 85 years old, true, but there's still fight in me, and I want to see one more victory. And this victory is personal because it involves the Anakites." Now understand the history of Caleb and the Anakites. When Moses sent the 12 spies into the territory, the people freaked out. 10 of the spies were terrified, but Joshua and Caleb knew that God could take the Anakites. Who were the Anakites? They were giants. Now I'm not talking giants like Jack and the Giant Beanstalk, but we're talking people that were roughly about 9 foot, 10 foot, maybe even a little bit larger. Nothing too far out of the realm of possibility, particularly if you're a basketball fan. For Caleb, he's always wanted to fight. For 45 years, the Anakites, because he and Joshua alone had the faith that God could do it. What Caleb is saying is, it's time to allow God to show us what he can do. I'd like to be the embodiment of God's promises. I don't know what that does to you, but that actually moves me like one of Braveheart's speeches. I want to embody God's promises through a life of faith, don't you? I want people to see me trusting in God and taking courage that they can do the same. Caleb, by taking this stance, becomes the first of many judges in Israel. Now, the next book of the Bible is called the Book of Judges, and the role of a judge was somebody who trusted God to give them the land and to put him or herself into precarious situations against all odds, believing that God would come through. They kind of become commandos and practitioners of guerrilla warfare who clean out the land on God's behalf. Caleb wanted the more difficult path. At 85 years old, he didn't just want to settle down in a rocking chair. You see, the hill country, as he calls it, was where the battles and the giants were. The giants hit up in the hill country, and by the way, higher ground is harder in battle to take. So they seem pretty lodged in to the strategic places in the land that you'd want to go. And as bullies, the giants were encamped and even entrenched in that hill country. It wasn't a place for settling. It was a place for fighting. But that's where Caleb wanted to be. What about you? Are you ready to take up arms? Do you see the challenges? Do you see the places where the enemy is entrenched, where strongholds are, and you think, man, I really want to take that ground? Caleb wanted the more difficult path. In fact, he chose it. By now, you've probably figured out that your walk is not a brisk stroll through a park, but a march through a battlefield, where you have to fight for every square inch of the ground that you've taken. It's no different for any of us. The difference is, Caleb knew it, and he was banking on it. Paul says, I would not have you be ignorant of Satan's devices. You're in a battle against a master strategist. He's planning on taking you out. Best be ready for a fight. That's why Paul says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I don't know about you, but when it comes to spiritual warfare, I'm outgunned and I'm outmatched. I'm no match for Satan. I can't hold up my fists in a fight with him long enough to hear the first bell ding. I ain't Rocky, taking blow after blow like Apollo Creed on my own. I'd be like Mike Tyson's opponents who go down after one hit. But I also know, like Caleb knew, that we're never in this fight alone. That God is always there, and when Paul says stand strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, that's borrowed strength. That's borrowed armor. And that's the kind of strength I can stand on. I can stand in, because it's not my strength. It's his. So what about you? Are you ready to fight? Are you aware that you're in a battle? Because that's the first victory. Like G.I. Joe used to say, now I know, and knowing is half the battle. Hey, read Joshua chapter 14 today, and as you do, get ready to fight.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.